Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Do We Know Them, episode 146. This episode has my brain in a fog. I just have to say, I have no idea what we're in for right now. I mean, I do, and that's why I'm scared.
So you guys, rarely does Jesse ever like find a topic and suddenly she's like
elaborate on
no,
that.
I need another hour before we can shoot. This girl paid for a subscription for something to find out more information. That is how invested she is. And I'm like, yeah, it's kind of fun, isn't it?
Honestly, it takes a lot of things for me to want to like sleuth. Like I've talked about this before. I'm not a good Googler. Lily just finds shit that takes me like 3 times as long to find because I'm not as good at like finding the keywords that are going to get me what I want. So then nothing comes up and then I get bored and I forget about it.
See, and that's my thing is I'll do something and like accidentally stumble upon one piece of information that is so like, there's something else here. And then it just sends me down a rabbit hole because I'm like, there has to be more. If you never get to that part, I understand why you wouldn't keep digging.
I never do.
But this time she did. And then she told me and then I started digging. And you guys, this is the weirdest shit I've ever seen. And also we both saw this. I actually saw it on Twitter, I think. The second part of it, because this is going to be another situation where, you know, I feel like we just talked about this recently. When someone presents a side and you're like, oh my God, I feel for them. Team, whatever. Whatever this person's name is, and then all of a sudden the other side comes out and you're like, oh, that changes things. And then this, more sides kept coming. So it's really
that's
evolved.
That's the thing. Normally, it's just like the other side comes out. You realize you didn't have the full context. And I get it why people charge on the first person side's behalf. Does that make sense? Like they like go to battle for someone they don't even know. And I think it's mainly because they don't know them. They don't have a personal investment. So it's easy to take whatever like information at face value and just be like, okay, period, we're on your team.
Especially when it's kind of like a serious topic. So it's like, you feel like, why would you doubt them? Like who would lie about that? It turns out a lot of people on the internet lie.
But this, oh my God.
This one, like we saw it and we both, like I was gonna send it to her this morning and she already had sent it to me. I feel like we're gonna show you what it is and most of you maybe have seen it. We thought it was gonna be like a quick one, little filler at the end. No, this is our main topic.
Yeah, this is insane. So I still don't even know what to believe because this is all so crazy, but let's just get into it because we have a lot to unpack.
Let's tell them what it is.
Yeah. Maybe. A lot of you guys, if you've been scrolling on TikTok, especially if you consume a lot of drama, you may have seen people quote unquote exposing this woman who was crying over her birthday cake. A user called More Than Elizabeth, her name is Elizabeth, and it has music so we can't actually like play it and let you hear it, but it says on screen, being a single mom is making your own birthday cake on your birthday so that your babies can feel happy they are singing to you. She's like making a cake and she's just sobbing while making it. And I had seen bits and pieces of this. I was kind of confused. I knew people were kind of like suspicious of her, but I didn't know why.
Oh.
Yeah, because like I never saw the original cake video. Did you?
Oh, see, yeah, no. So I came across that first and I saw it and I was kind of like, well, okay. I mean, like, I don't have kids. I can't exactly relate, but I'm like, that's sad, I guess.
I just, you know, nitpicky, but she's not making a cake. She's making cupcakes, but you know.
Well, so
not that
I feel like kind of a bitch, but my first takeaway was, well, why would you make them? Just go buy one.
Well, it's like a box cake, so it's not like she's like hard at work there. When I saw this though, I was like, okay, single mom, so you probably have sole custody. You probably have a really volatile situation with the father of the kids, or I don't know what the situation was, but that's what I guessed. I was like, okay, you're by yourself, you're overwhelmed with the kids, you wish you had your family together type of thing. Is that the vibe you got? What did you pick up?
Yeah, I mean, I think that speaks to like why you side with the first person. It's like, they don't always give you even the full context of their own side.
No.
So it's like, you kind of just make some assumptions and fill in the blanks.
My question is, since you saw it when it was her making the cake like this, what were people's responses originally? Were they sympathetic towards her? Were they judging her?
Very much.
Oh,
no.
Okay.
No, it was very like we support you. Because it seemed like it was more about like almost like a mourning of a loss of family rather than like
right.
the fact that she's just like making her own birthday cake.
Yeah, like it didn't have anything to do with the actual cake. So people,
yeah.
And her caption says, "Geez, I'm tired of hurting." She seems like someone who's going through a lot. Nobody has a reason from seeing that video to pick on her or like bully her or anything. So they didn't. Yeah. Well, then her ex-husband replies with a stitch. You know when they say like opening a can of worms? This is like fucking like destroying the fucking can, because what has happened after this ex-husband entered the picture has rocked my world.
I'd seen the first one like a couple days ago. Then I saw this on Twitter. I think I saw the first one on TikTok. Then I saw on Twitter and it was like, hey, remember the girl that was baking her own birthday cake? Look at this. And I was like, oh no, what happened? And wow.
So I've been sent this video a lot over the last few days. People asking my thoughts and my comments on it. And before anyone says, oh, you don't know her situation or-
Couldn't have fucking muted it, sir.
Going through, well, I know. I do, because I lived it. I'm her ex-husband, and right now I have full custody of our kids. This is our parent agreement. As you can see, I have all weekdays and weekends, time sharing with the kids, all at holiday academic breaks. And for her to get any rights back to the kids, these are the things that she needs to do.
So the things it lists for her to, I guess for them to reevaluate, potentially give her custody, it says she has to satisfy all of the following conditions. The mother's completion of, at her sole expense, a psychiatric examination together with a substantial participation in, at her sole expense, any psychiatric, psychological, and or mental health treatment program recommended by said examination, either agreed to by the party or approved by the court. The mother has maintained gainful employment for a continuous period of not less than 6 months prior to the blah, blah, blah. So basically she has to work for 6 months. Gains permanent residence, I think, for 6 months, which that makes sense. And then something about me, is it
a course, a
parental course?
Yeah.
So basically like prove that she's mentally stable, prove that she's financially stable, and prove that she has a house.
Right back to the kids. These are the things that she needs to do. And yes, child support, she owes that. It's up to over $21,000. So she's a mother. And
question, I know nothing about this, but is it just the other parent always has to provide support?
Mm-hmm.
But like if she doesn't have, like if she can't,
well, that's, a lot of people can prove that to the court and they adjust the amount based on your income. So whatever she owes is what the court has looked at what her income is and decided she owes. So some people can even owe, like I've seen like some people owe like $30 a month or give like $15.
Yeah, well, that's why I was wondering, because like I know that like people will like skip out on child support payments, but I don't know. That makes sense though, yeah.
She's a mother and doesn't pay child support. She was then arrested for check fraud, and during that hearing, it turned out that it was found that she stole almost $1 million from another guy. And also, she faked cancer in the past.
Okay, this is a lot of information. Bear with us. Hold on.
He led with a mugshot.
Yeah, and then this is, what are we looking at? Because he's saying she stole almost $1 million.
I can't really see. I'll have to.
Yeah, my eyesight, forget it, girl. I can't see shit.
No, but I think it's on his website. We'll get into the website, the details in a bit, but the ex-husband, who was just speaking, has authored this insane website that is dedicated to exposing this woman. It's very detailed and he includes a ton of information. I haven't cross-checked all of it, and he does definitely leave out anything that might work in her favor, like additional perspective of like why she did this or if there was like someone else involved. And it's also, he shows a lot of portions of screenshots, not the full documents, and then it's like, you can look the documents up on your own, but like a lot of them aren't available online. And a lot of them are like, you have to come to the courthouse. And I'm like, I'm not in Florida. Of course this is in Florida. But anyway, this email is from someone named Greg Powell. It says, good afternoon. Recently has been made aware to me that my elderly father has been the victim of fraud. The fraud constitutes the theft of nearly $1 million. We've opened official complaints with the TPD and FBI and cut off all financial resources to Elizabeth Teckenbrock. Like, this is the one that made the cupcake video. Miss Teckenbrock was in custody for the case number referenced in the email subject line, and bail was posted by my father. But then it says, I'm currently in possession of bank records showing that she had purchased plane tickets in a hotel room in Charleston, South Carolina for Friday, September 22nd with a stolen credit card. I'm not sure of the conditions of her bail, but I wanted to make you aware that if she was not to leave the state, she certainly did. This is obviously pretty damning, but we don't know who this is from. Who's Greg Powell?
I know nothing about this. Yeah.
The ex-husband could have written this.
I want to say something really quick about this ex-husband. We're going to get to know a lot more about both of them, but his TikTok page that he has dedicated to all of this is called Reinventing Elizabeth. And ever since 2022, he has dedicated this page to sharing random documents that literally all the comments are like, girlie, what are you talking about? Like, what is this? What are we looking at? I don't know. Like, tell me the backstory.
What do we call them? Like, reverse receipts?
Oh my God. It's like, here's this and that and that. And we're all just like, who even are you? I'm so confused.
Well, and it's just like bombarding people with information and assets that they don't really take the time to read. So they just assume that it's relevant, but it's really not.
Exactly. So he's not new to just providing all the receipts, no matter how relevant or not relevant they are. He just bombards people and is like, look what she did here and look what she did there. But I will let him finish this thought, because after this TikTok, everyone was on his side, and even myself included. I was like, that lady fucking lied. That's crazy.
One thing to keep in mind, though, is a lot of the stuff he brings up doesn't seem to necessarily pertain specifically to him in any way. It's just as a means to discredit her and make her look bad.
That it was found that she stole almost $1 million from another guy. And also, she faked cancer.
You can't just throw that in.
These are scans that she would send and post on her page before.
Not the green screen of himself.
So, you know, to sum it up, you know, this person, for people that follow her or giving her praise and telling her how strong and how, you know, amazing she's doing, well, she's really not a full-time mom. She barely has her kids. She goes out all the time. And she doesn't even have a job, even. So she just really not someone that other single moms should really be looking towards as for inspiration or anything like that. There are a lot of, you know, hardworking single moms out there, and a lot of respect to them. All I just want to say is she just isn't.
I'm gonna turn the TV off.
So hopefully everyone can see this video and know, you know, who she really is.
I saw this on Twitter, so I was not aware that he has an entire account dedicated to slandering her. Slander or false, I don't know if it could be true, but to exposing her, quote unquote. But the vibe I got was
icky.
Not really. I got more like, I definitely would not have guessed that he has an entire TikTok dedicated to this. It seemed like he was like a little uncomfortable and was just kind of like
fed up with the situation.
Yes, that. Like, he's been dealing with her for a while and like he's just like trying to shut it down. But like, also now knowing what I know, it's like what he shares doesn't really have to do with the kids. So,
right. I definitely believed what he was saying because he was showing all the documents, but something was telling me like, what is this? This is all so weird.
No, but it's funny because like that was almost something that made me kind of like,
The documents?
The fact that he was showing all the documents.
Yeah.
It's like, I get like people might not believe you if you don't have receipts, but like she didn't accuse him of anything. Nothing. She just said she was a single mom. So like, I get that you would be annoyed and like fed up with like her trying to get sympathy for something she isn't. Like, it didn't happen. But I did think it was like, he's really coming in hot.
Yeah.
And is using this as a way to be like,
it seemed like he wanted a reason to share all of this, which is why when I looked back at his TikTok page, I'm like, holy shit, he's been doing this for years. He's been wanting people to not like her for years. He doesn't want anyone to follow her on social media. Although you could be annoyed, that is still number one, the mother of your children. But then also, I find the motive a little weird is what I'm saying. Like, it just doesn't make a whole lot of sense.
I guess on one hand, you might be like, he wouldn't want her to like maybe blow up on TikTok and get a following for being like this, like, oh, I'm a mom, blah, blah. But like,
even if she did, I would understand if she was on TikTok faking cancer and then he felt like he needed to step up and be like, hey, what the fuck? She doesn't have cancer. That's a whole separate thing.
But I mean, like from this video, like he sees this going viral and he's trying to like nip it in the bud so she doesn't like suddenly become like a mom influencer when she's like barely even
actively trying to
be a mom. But at the same time, don't you want her to pay the child support?
Not only that, if she gets your kids at all, then you have to try. Like, you can't be dedicating your life to wanting everyone to hate her because she at some point gets to be alone with your children. That's concerning. No,
but does she?
Yes, she does.
I thought he had, like,
he says that they have no time together, but that is not true. She has videos with her kids and stuff. So she at least gets unsupervised visits. It's not like he's, like, standing there and has to supervise
everything. That's what I was wondering, if there were supervised ones. But I could understand if it was, like, she's a criminal and I don't want her around my kids. And, like, he wasn't trying to salvage this relationship because he's like, no, get her away. Mm-hmm. But if she does, then that's a little weird.
Let's jump to when she responds to him for the first time, because there's been a few responses and some as recent as literally like 2 hours ago. So we'll start with her first response.
And I'm so curious because I have not seen anything from her. Okay, so quick update. When did you pull these links?
I pulled them an hour and a half ago.
She, in the last hour and a half, has gone private. So interesting. But naturally, I have recovered. I don't know if it's deleted, but I can recover private ones as well. So here is, I guess this is her first response.
Yeah.
This right here is my ex-husband, and I'm sure some of you have probably seen his stuff by now. He has pretty much shared lies about me on the internet for years, and I have kept my mouth closed and his harassment off the internet for the sake of my children. But now that I've had a video blow up, I'm getting a ton of hate and harassment from people. I receive hundreds of calls a day from him, threatening text, messages, abuse. I've asked him politely to stop doing this for the better of our children.
They said he's a doctor.
What was that?
I don't know what that was. That doesn't seem like the end of it. Oh, wait. Yeah, I think of what did end weird.
For the better of our children.
They said he's a doctor.
What did that say?
I don't
know. That was so creepy.
I know. Was she trying to show like a bruise on her or something?
Oh, I wasn't even looking at the picture. I was listening to the audio. It sounds like it's someone saying like someone didn't do it.
Children.
They said
the doctor.
He said he didn't do it.
I don't know. Something weird.
But in this, she shows a bunch of text messages from Andrew, which is his name, her ex-husband. And she also shows a call log of literally, I mean, it shows the date was like Wednesday and it's just like 30 calls in one day. And some are from no caller ID. Some are from Andrew himself. People in the comments before this went private were like, not you changing all the contacts in your phone to Andrew. Like, they literally just did not believe her at all.
So the first couple seem like cordial texts and they're from May 16th. So less than 2 weeks ago. She says, when are you coming? And he says, about to leave. And then he texts her the next morning and says, bagels are fire. Thank you. She said, welcome. And then he asks for a location. She starts sharing it. He says, thank you.
Why does he want her location?
Oh, well, wait. I don't know when these are from because there's no date. But it says, so glad you left me. I forget how painful you make everything. And so glad I don't have any legal ties to you.
Jeez.
And then he requests her location.
What the fuck?
The escort life. So no, for the girls later, you want to acknowledge that you were totally lying. Figures, no Blake. You're out of communication. Hello? You cannot always be like this. And then she said, I'm leaving. This is rude. She goes, wait. And then he says, always fucking lying. No answer now. And she said, I can talk to another adult. No, I'm not. You can wait a second. I'm not interrupting someone.
Okay, the vibe I'm getting is that she's out. Mind you, they're not together, obviously. And he obviously, on multiple occasions, has felt like it is his business to know her location, even when it seems like his children are not even with her, which is weird if that's true.
The location sharing requirement seems a bit controlling.
A bit.
Especially for your ex.
Yeah.
I was being sarcastic. A lot controlling. But then also, they got divorced in 2022. So,
yeah, why the fuck do you need to know where
confused.
I am ever?
Yeah, and then she says, I could talk to another adult. So it sounds like he thinks she's with someone. Then he goes, you have location off. How many guys do you have to go through? Jesus, Liz. We both know you're still not meeting the bag lady. It's been 3 hours.
Oh my God. So
and
he's accusing
he requests her location again.
Of being with a man when they haven't been married in years. Oh, hell no.
So the only thing here is that she possibly could have changed, like that it's not him and she changed the name.
Right.
But
no, I mean, when you make an entire website and like you're so efficient on like this person is a fucking piece of shit, it doesn't surprise me that they would also simultaneously be obsessed with them, you know?
Yeah, we haven't even gotten to the extent of the website, you guys.
No,
sorry for
not.
Teasing it so many times, but holy shit. Like one of my deep dives, times a million, formatted in this weird snarky slash
bitter ass way.
Yeah, it's super weird. Then she says something and he says, no threats, Liz. And she says, you're not going to kill my phone battery. And he said, oh yeah, the old battery dead trick. I don't care. Like I said, same shit 3 years. And she said, no, it's not dead. Okay, then stop texting me. You're done making me depressed when I'm trying daily. I'm at a fucking taco fest with a girl. He says, yeah, right, Liz, save it. Always something. Oh my God. Karma is going to bitch slap you so hard and I can't wait to watch. Bye. With a
Jesus.
Peace sign. Is that Karma, your like crazy ass website? For the record, I'm not taking anyone's side here. We're still figuring things out. Right. But
it's just weird. Like, it's just weird behavior, and it's controlling, and it's strange. Like, none of this feels normal on either side.
Well, a little preview again to the website. And I did confirm these. She has filed 5, to my knowledge, domestic violence injunctions against him.
Are those on his website?
He does mention them, yeah.
Oh, interesting.
Only because they were all denied. They were all dismissed.
So he's making her seem like she's crazy.
Yes. It is interesting, and I asked ChatGPT for their intel, which, like, it's not legal advice, it's not correct all the time, but, like,
but
it's interesting to see, especially what a computer would, like, deduce from these kind of situations. It's like, what do you think?
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Based on your algorithms, because I asked, I was like, isn't it strange to file so many? Because they're back to back. Like, it's like 5 within a year. And like, some of them are filed like less than 2 weeks after the last one was dismissed. And it was basically like, it could be multiple things, obviously, and like, you need more context, but it could be her actually feeling like she's in danger. Scared. And like, it's a threat to her safety. And she's like, trying endlessly to do it, but then doesn't have the evidence in order for the court to actually take it seriously, which that's not surprising because we know that the court system does not take things seriously like that. And there are children involved, so it's all like domestic violence with, I don't know how it phrased it, but it's like with children. It's not saying the domestic violence is like he's not abusing the children, but it's like mentioning that they have kids together. So 5 of them in less than 2 years, I think. And then after one of the last ones was when he filed for divorce. I'm confused then why he would still now, 2 years later, be like trying to control. I mean, I'm not confused because that is what a controlling crazy person would do.
Oh, you have no idea. She shows more. She shows more, and it includes as little as a week and a half ago, allegedly he's wanting to go on vacation with her and she does not want to go.
See, that is like, that's weird. Yeah. When you look at why would you want to do that if someone filed 5 completely baseless, false domestic violence things that are now out there on
these
record.
These could be
for
fake,
to...
obviously. We have to acknowledge the fact that the text messages could be fake. However, his behavior, we're also coupling in with it. So we're trying to look at this as a big picture, not just like either side. It's just, if she's alleging this, do his actions line up with that? And obviously we can't make the ultimate decision. We're not in their life. But like, it just smells a little fishy.
And it does feel like this does track when you consider how obsessive the website is. If this is fake, she has created a very believable character. He definitely has like a tone that is consistent throughout this, that it's not just like simple, like could be anyone kind of text, you know? Then she shows a call log and it's, again, could not be the real Andrew, but it says, Andrew, 6 missed calls. And these are all from one day. 6 missed calls, then 1, and then 6 more FaceTime missed calls, then 4 missed calls, 4 missed calls. Then there's also sprinkled in no caller ID ones where it's like, okay, I think she's gonna still know it's you. Oh my God. And then there are at least 10 more that are all straight from no caller ID.
Well, so once she posted this, people, like I said, they didn't really believe her. They thought that she was faking all of this because people are not happy with anyone that's a deadbeat parent. That like pisses everyone off. And then also that you'd be looking to get sympathy while you're a deadbeat parent. Like nobody was extending any grace to her. So the comments were pretty brutal. But then she went on to post 2 more responses before going private today. So this is her first response.
Oh, nine and a half minutes.
Response. Yeah, it's pretty long.
I want to first start this video by saying this is not to bring a single bit of hate to Andrew, and I will never do that. I haven't done that on my page before, and I won't do it now, no matter who he is, which has always been the case because I will never bring the parent of my children down. Because that's not okay for them. Putting the things on the internet for my kids to one day see because of who he is, I will never do it for them because it's not the right thing to do. Andrew has created websites, TikToks, essentially everything since I left him. I think that is probably the Scientologist aspect of his life.
Interesting aspect is that he is a Scientologist, apparently.
Yeah, she just kind of throws that out there and just now refers to him as a Scientologist, which when she said that, I was like, oh, duh. It made so much sense with his behavior, just because Scientologists, like, if you detract from your situation with them in any way, shape, or form, that means they blow up your life.
And I was like, they kill your dog.
They do some really wild shit, I'll just say. So it does make sense that he would be, but I couldn't find anything on him talking about Scientology or anything like that. So I don't know if that's true.
Something that I just noticed she said is that she left him, and I'm sure he'll be like, no, 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 look at the court records. I filed for divorce. But then if you look at the fact that she filed fucking 5 domestic violence injunctions prior to that, I'm guessing they probably were separated. And I don't know. I will say that she could be a really good actor, but I do get much better vibes from her than him.
Right? This shit has rocked my world because I was totally on the opposite side. I was like, oh, she's crazy. Why is she trying to get clout? And then I saw this and I was like, hold on a second, pump the brakes.
Yeah. And like, if you're a good fraud and con artist and crazy person, I mean, then you're going to be able to be convincing.
Well, she's not a good fraud. That's why she went to jail.
That's true. That's true. Maybe we're just like...
Yeah, let's let it keep talking. We may change our minds.
Yeah.
If you go on the website, there's actually Scientologist links that he's didn't added see there. Those yet. I don't know if anyone is familiar with that, but getting out of a Scientologist mindset in a relationship is not a good thing and not an easy thing. Andrew is extremely, extremely abusive and has always been extremely abusive. Laying low or staying under is essentially what I have felt a lot of years was the right thing for me to do. He told me the morning that he posted the video, if I deleted my social media, he would not do what he's doing, what he's not, would not destroy my life. He says that he will not take them down unless I'm off social media. So yesterday I deleted social media to try to limit access to problems. I have been so mentally not okay since that happened.
But then what are you posting this on?
I think she means like how she went private is I think what she's referring to it as. I'm only saying that because she's now private again and she just posted this an hour and a half. So I think she's trying to find a way.
She basically like got rid of everything, came back to post this and then left again.
Maybe, but also maybe she's going back and forth with like, what the fuck do I even do that's going to make this stop? Because like I said, the comments on this before she went private, even this most recent video, horrible. Like people just do not believe her. They do not like her. The main comment is 21K because it's the amount she owes in child support. It's just a bunch of people regurgitating the same thing, which is like, you owe child support. You're a deadbeat mom. Fuck you, basically. That was the sentiment. So I could also see how she could have posted this hoping that people would hear it. And then they didn't. She's like, okay, well, fuck it. I'm going private.
Yeah, you know? True. I don't know. Well, so, and also, I don't know if I actually said this or just was thinking it. And then forgot. The whole screenshots thing that he was showing screenshots that do appear to support what he was saying. But then, like, we just looked. That's an email from someone we don't know. How legit is that?
We don't know the context at all.
Just like we would question her text messages being real. Is that email real? Like, who? You could have written that. It seems like he shares things that definitely look like they're true, but you don't know for sure.
Yeah, and the majority of people also were commenting, well, Andrew had the receipts and you don't. He's showing us cold, hard facts. I'm like, all of these things, the papers he's showing, I think she does confirm that she does not have custody of her kids now, but like, they don't have their names on it. It was just like a bunch of pages being shown. Like, exactly. I think people are very quick to believe that. It's just, I don't know.
First, I'll start by the custody, okay? Because that's what we're all talking about. I see my children. I see all my children. I don't not see my children. I'm the one who hosts their birthday parties. I'm the one who puts them to bed. I'm the one who does everything until he pulls them away. And the reason by that is the agreement that you guys have seen online is when I first left him out of abuse, I had no resources, no money, nothing. He was a doctor. And he said, if you sign these papers, nothing will change on when you see them, and I will not ruin your life. I will leave you alone.
I don't believe she's that good of an actress.
I know. And what really upsets me about this, if it is true, because if you didn't catch what she's saying he basically tricked me into signing away my custody because he said, you want me to be gone? Then you're going to sign this and nothing's going to change. I know what it says on the paper, but nothing's going to change. I'm assuming that kind of vibe. She signed away her rights to her kids. I mean, I can't think of a nightmare worse than that one for me.
First of all, those don't seem like fake tier. Like, that seemed...
I don't get disingenuous vibes at all. Maybe we're off. No, I just... not. I don't feel it.
I don't think it's that she was like, yeah, I'm signing my kids over. It's that she didn't think that's what that would actually result in.
Right. And I want to preface this by saying I don't know which side is correct, and I do really quickly want to know. We are going to talk about her faking cancer, because allegedly there's proof of that. She did do that. She, from what it looks like, admitted to doing that.
Obviously, that is a giant fucking red flag.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, that is just, there's not much worse than that. So I want to say, like, I don't think she's an angel and everything she's done is great. She's been in prison for fraud. Like, I understand all of it. I'm just trying to take it, you know, point by point. And then I think where I wound it up is like, I don't think either one of you are 100% here. I don't know. It just, it's really weird.
Well, I mean, there's three sides.
It's true.
Each person and then the truth. So our reactions are very much just like
in the moment
to what we are watching at the time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so I did. In a mentally bad state of abuse and wanting it to stop, he was never hurting them. I stand by that. Mentally, he's not doing great things to them in terms of the stuff he says, but he will never hurt them. He's never hurt them. He will never hurt them. I was still seeing them always, even now. Like, he's portraying this on there, but even now. This whole thing started on Friday, which was the weekend of my birthday. I went to my daughter's, the ones pictured in the videos, their dance recital. And I feel like I'm all over the place, but I didn't write this down because I wanted it to come from the heart and not like a script.
I do have one little, if you had this kind of contentious relationship with your ex and like there was all this stuff going on, I feel like, why the fuck would you post that video?
What video? The cake video?
Yeah. It feels like a really weird move that is so unnecessary.
You feel like it's poking like... the bear, so to speak.
Yes, okay. Absolutely.
I mean, yeah, I could see how you feel that way. It sucks because if that is how she was feeling, she explains what happened on her birthday that made her cry in that video. But at the same time, yeah, if you're dealing with a lunatic or like someone who's really, really abusive,
why would you be like, fuck you, oh, I don't wanna... I'm going to cry and then say something that you know that he's probably going to... Yeah, that's just a little bit of a weird decision.
On Friday, the dance recital afterwards, four of my girlfriends asked for me to go to dinner for my birthday. It was a late dinner, 9 o'clock, and I said to him after the dance recital, I'm going to go to the dinner, but I'm still free for the rest of the weekend for the girls, like, no problem. He said, no, you made the decision to go to dinner. You will not see them on your birthday. You will not see them any other, which actually in turn came to why I was so upset. Oh, but also he's a doctor. He owned a practice, an eye clinic, and he essentially runs all his bills through his business, which is fine. But then he pays himself like $350, $400 to turn that in as his financial affidavits, which essentially means he makes no money. I also want to point out, you may think I'm like whatever you're saying about me on the internet, but there are other women that have filed restraining orders against him. And if anyone took the time to go look him up as well, that's what you would see.
So I did take the time to look.
Oh, same girly. I took the time.
And I did find one that was very reminiscent of what she filed, except there were no children involved. And it also got dismissed. They weren't married, to my knowledge.
I don't know how public restraining orders are, but definitely nowhere I looked could find it. I looked everywhere. I paid a few websites. I couldn't find it. She may be right. I don't know that restraining orders are public. Maybe for their safety. I have no idea.
Even per county, there's so many different websites to look up different kinds of records. But I've looked him up at all the Florida ones of all the places he has lived, and there was nothing else. But there was one that glaringly was like, that's interesting, and makes it so it's not just a pattern of her filing a bunch and like it has to be false, because she, I mean, it doesn't have to be false even if there wasn't another person, but it does speak to maybe there is a pattern of behavior here that he is doing something, and maybe it's not a that's leaving them with black eyes, so then the court's like, meh, right, prove it, and then they can't, so then it gets dismissed.
Instead, you see everything you've looked me up, which is essentially coming from one man who is out to destroy my life. That is in the nature of being a Scientologist. That is what they do, and if you know anything about them, you would know that. I'm not a perfect person, not even a little. I would never say that. I'm not a perfect mom. I hope, like, no one would say they're a perfect mom. When I got divorced, definitely when I left my husband, I was out drinking, or I was going through it. I mean, I felt like I was literally trapped in an abusive marriage for 6 years. He got scared that I was getting followers from my video and thought, this is the time I'm going to bring her down before she can ever come out about me. He told me delete my page yesterday and he would stop. He never stopped, obviously, because now he's getting a lot of attention. I don't need anyone feeling sorry for me. That's the thing. I cried on my birthday, and that was like the most like sad thing. I was devastated because he wouldn't allow my daughters to come over, even though he none of that is the point of this. The point is that I have tried for 3 years to not expose him on the internet, to not talk about who he is, because as a mother, that is the right thing to do. My family, my friends, anyone in my life has said, Elizabeth, you have to come forward with what is happening because he can't keep doing this to you. And I have always said, I don't care what he does to me. What I care about is my children. Since I have been 16 years old and I became
She has kids a with mother, her other ex.
I have too. Devoted my life and my time to being a mom. Does that mean that I haven't went out with my friends or done stupid things? Yes. But there has never been a time my children have been unsafe in my care. I've never hurt my children. I have never put my children in any situation of danger. While leaving my ex-husband, a year before that, I went into what is medically called psychosis from extreme trauma. He has essentially every single person in my life turned them against me. Every relationship that I haven't remotely tried to be in, every friendship that I've tried to have, he contacts everyone. He's had this page up for 3 years because I was on social media a couple of years ago just posting for fun. I have a million texts where I've went to post my girls in my videos that are like my daily videos, and he says, delete them now. Delete the girls off your page right now. So I do, because unless you've been in the situation of someone with abuse, mental, physical, it does not matter. You don't even understand what comes along with that. And sometimes being quiet is the best thing to do. Again, I will not get on the internet and air my business or trash him, because one day I never want my children to see this. But what is going on is not right. Me getting death threats when I stay home with my kids every day is not right, because a man that I left will always try to destroy my life. Forever.
Whoa.
Okay. Do we have to talk about the cancer? Because I believe her.
I know. Girlie, why'd you have to go and fake cancer? We were totally in your camp. Oh my God,
no, this is like...
heartbreaking.
I feel like rarely do you see people, like we talk about, like, don't post crying videos. She's not trying to cry. Seems like she's trying to hold it in so much and just can't. She's shaking at one point.
When I have gone through shit with people that have said and accused me of such horrible things, and I'm sitting there and I'm just like, how could they possibly, like, what are they fucking thinking? How do they think, like, how do they sleep at night? You realize that the people that are full of shit and that are doing something on purpose to hurt someone is always talking about that person as a person. They're like, this person is awful and she's a psycho and she's this and that. And the person who has experienced their pain from that person is always talking about what happened. You know what I mean? Like, she's not on there saying, Andrew's this, Andrew's that. Look at this picture of Andrew. Look at my domestic violence filings. Look at this.
She didn't even mention those.
No. And people were like, oh, you don't want to mention anything bad for your kids to see, but you're talking about abuse. Like, Jesus, what do you want from her? Like, either she doesn't explain it and everyone just runs with it, or she explains it and people are pissed that she's explaining it.
If everything she has said is true, then this was the most tame way you could possibly have explained it.
Absolutely. But I felt her heart as a mother when she said, like, my children don't deserve that, for me to come on here and bash their dad, because that is so fucking real. Like, that is a genuine, it's loving your children beyond your anger, beyond any pain, beyond any hurt a human being could do to you. You're like, no, fuck it. I love them. That is their father. He doesn't hurt them. So I need to keep it together for them. But she did do one more reply before she went private, and this was it.
Also, I want to quickly share, because some people are posting that he's making the right choice by, like, exposing me and staying away from me and keeping my kids away from me. So I want to share some clips of some messages he sent me in the last week alone. So I'm gonna share them. I had posted a video about my story, and I posted a little bit about, like, what I had been through in terms of abuse. He then said, stitch incoming, take it down or I'm gonna ruin your life.
Okay, wait. So that message is showing that she had a previous TikTok and we don't know what it's about because I'm assuming it's deleted by now. But the caption on the bottom says, I want to thank my ex-husband first. And I'm assuming it's one of those TikToks that's like, thanks for the strength that I got basically from this. I don't know. I'm guessing.
Yeah, I'm trying to even see what's going on. Is it that her kid?
I think so. Yeah. So it seems like she has posted about him too. And he said, oh, and I'm going to leave it up to the people to decide what you were implying in that video. Stitch incoming. Which is such a weird way to threaten someone with a stitch incoming.
He needed a while to do more green screen action. And then she says, okay, I don't know what to say. I can't argue with you anymore. And he likes it. And then he sends.
Oh, the draft. Huh. That doesn't seem like it was the video. It seems like maybe he did a draft and sent it to her.
So it's probably like, hey.
This is what's going to happen.
Yeah.
Take it down or I'm going to ruin your life.
He doesn't say that.
Yeah, no.
He doesn't say, I'm going to ruin your life. Yeah, I guess she's picking that up, but he wasn't putting that down.
The next thing she shows her, like, a bunch of screenshots from him. Oh, which I'll see something that's a red flag. He says, classic Liz, called out and don't want to talk about it. Narcissistic behavior. When people call out narcissistic behavior, 9.9 out of 10 times, I would say, they are the ones that are the narcissist. I feel like rarely do you call out a narcissist for their behavior because you know that that's just going to set them off more. And like,
I imagine this is not the first time he's ever said that to her. But you know, if you ever have called out a narcissist, like if you feel like you're at your wit's end and you're like, dude, this is some really narcissistic, crazy shit, you know to never do that again in your fucking life because it is a nightmare. You're like, oh, just kidding, never mind. They're just like completely losing their shit on you. So if he said it here, I'm imagining he said it before and she just kind of took it, which is not narcissistic behavior. They do not take that. So yeah, very interesting.
I gave you a chance to comment before I left the internet. LOL, have to go. Always right. Everyone knows you're a bully. A laughing stock. Never mind. You will find out on your own. Always know everything right.
A huge red flag for me is when people are like, everyone knows this about you. Everyone says
that is narcissistic behavior.
Yeah. Who's everyone, bitch? I want names. Write them down.
So the other one was like from like May 9th, maybe. This is from May 13th. And it says, have people that actually want to hang with me. And she says, why are you being rude? And he says, just communicating. I know you hate communication. You don't. And they're people that do. I feel like he did. His text don't make sense. I'm not you. I can't just leave our kids because I want to spend time with someone. And she said, okay, I don't doubt that, Andrew. Hang with Nancy if you want. And he says, you doubt what? And she said, I don't doubt that people want to hang out with you. May 17th. So Pontevedra is too far to get home Monday morning, 4 hours. So would have to leave by 5 a.m. even to make it work on time. And she says, gotcha. What about Disney Springs? Stay at a resort and just do pool and restaurants? No, I don't want to do that. I'd rather stay home. And then he says, okay, dot, dot. And she says, let's just stay home. We will do things here. And then he says, download the hotels.com app to look at this great hotel in Clearwater Beach.
So he's sending her hotels, even though she's very reluctant to go on a vacation with him. But that is what's happening here. He's trying to get her to go on a vacation with him, which I would say is something that's not completely unheard of when you divorce someone.
No.
But if you fucking hate her guts and have a website dedicated to her and think she's the scum of the earth who faked cancer and is the worst person alive.
And has accused you falsely of domestic violence in court 5 times, right? Like weird things.
And him just being like, you've mentioned Disney Springs a lot. Like, why do you care what I've mentioned?
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Like, we're not together. Bye.
And then the fact that she says twice, like, let's just stay home, and he doesn't even acknowledge it. And he just goes, download the hotels.com app. It all just tracks with, like, being very, like, I don't care what you say. This is what we're doing.
Which tracks with him wanting her location, wanting to know if she's with other men.
The location
to know.
Crazy.
Yeah.
I got arrested, so we'll talk about that now. I got arrested. I cashed a check out of my account to open a new private account of my own, and I cashed a check to put it in there, and before the check cleared, it bounced. That's exactly what happened. I got my case closed, and I don't know what else to say about that. I mean, I made a stupid mistake, but...
They arrest you for that?
You know, I used to work in a bank. My understanding is that no. If you're like a first-time offender and it's just a check that bounces, I don't think you'd automatically get arrested. I feel like the circumstances have to be different than what
you would either
said.
Have to be like exceed a certain amount large of money.
A large amount. Yeah. Yeah, but like, maybe it's that.
But then she also just implies that it was closed. So it's like if she had the money to cover it like after a few days or something and it really was just an accident, then it cleared up. But arresting feels intense. Excessive. So is that what the mugshot's from?
Correct.
Other than that, there is quite literally nothing. All the other stuff is speculation. The whole person talking about the $1 million Andrew sent in emails. The whole entire website is typed. Like, I don't understand how you guys are not putting two and two together. I don't post those children. My other two children, I do not post them because I get threats every time I do. And it's not worth exposing them on the internet. I posted the couple clips so that everyone sees, but other than that, there's literally nothing else for me to explain. You guys are strangers on the internet that know nothing about my life or his. You're believing a psycho.
And again, first of all, girl, we did question that, so don't worry.
Don't lump us in with the rest of them, okay?
I mentioned that earlier. That email could have literally been from anyone. Like a lot of the cases, he was like, look up this case number, blah, blah, blah. You can't, unless you were going into the court and like, first of all, paying for the records and then getting them in person.
And if they existed, why wouldn't they be obtained by him and put on the website if that's so important to him
exactly.
to spread the truth?
It's like he's banking on people not being invested enough to even try. So then they're just like, well, I trust him. Like, why wouldn't you upload the full documents? It's all portions. Right. And aside from the $1 million thing, I'm pretty confident that all the stuff I saw, it was while they were married. So he's on all of it too. So it's no guarantee that she's the one that was doing anything wrong. She could have been lumped in with him.
Right.
And yeah, there was definitely. Some separate from her that he had too.
Yeah. And honestly, this rabbit hole is never ending. Like, there is so much here. I do really quickly want to cover the cancer thing because that's huge. I mean, that's just...
No, that's... Because honestly...
Like, don't do that.
If there wasn't a cancer thing, I think I would want...
I'd be 100%
undoubtedly 100% on her team, yeah.
But anyway, so he has posted a few... in natural Andrew form, random clips of things and just like, here's her faking cancer. Much like in that one thing, he just shows an x-ray of someone who has cancer, but not her saying she has cancer.
So I was like, what you could have, what
are, what am I looking at?
Proof of anything. Also, the fact that his entire account is called Reinventing Elizabeth is fucking weird.
Right? So what he's showing right now is what I'm assuming to be a TikTok of hers that has since been taken down. And it was someone pointing out to her that this is lies, which I think they're talking about her cancer. And so we then see a clip of her spitting out blood.
Trigger warning.
And then it jumps to a Facebook page. And this Facebook page was called Elizabeth's Stage 4 Lymphoma Journey. It's notable that she is, when she's posting this, using his last name. So she was still legally married to him when she was posting this. And that's just interesting for a lot of reasons. Because was he in on it? I don't know. I'm just asking questions. What do I know? It's pretty in depth. She is saying, what does that say? Today hit hard. I can't read because of my...
They doubled my treatment, something it might be covered, but weirdly, I had a huge burst of energy when I finished treatment. I was talkative, walking around, not feeling awful, but then all of a sudden it hit me. I became extremely weak. I had a fever. I can't keep down a single thing of food, shaking, chills, and some serious body aches. My dad came down today and he cooked one of my favorite meals and I attempted to eat this evening, but it wasn't even an option. My grandma helped take care of me. I continue to be thankful for every person following my journey and every person showing love and support. My family and I will be forever grateful. Hashtag core whatever the last name is, strong.
Oh, see, that's even more interesting that she uses it in the like tagline. Why would he want that if she's faking it?
But it is also interesting that he's not mentioned.
So he then goes on to share a ton of Facebook status posts where she's updating on her health. I believe one, she even has her mom updating on her health. It all seems legit from the outside looking in. Obviously, as is the kind of theme with these scams or when people lie about these things, allegedly she did raise money for this through, I think, GoFundMe.
Oh, yeah. Emergency fund. So this is for unpaid medical bills, household bills. Says she was diagnosed with B-cell NHL in early December of 2020. At the time, she was told it was projected to be stage 1 or 2, but further testing was needed. As devastating as that news can be, she was given even more devastating news. December 16th, 2020, it's stage 4.
So this is where shit gets crazy if this is true, which I think there's enough evidence that she did something, including cancer. He also showed this video where she was like at a donation center and all this stuff. And notably, she did not address this in her addressing videos.
Which feels like you would if it was bullshit. A convenient
thing to not address. yeah, absolutely. So these are texts that she allegedly sent to Andrew.
I lied about having cancer, and for some reason I thought something was wrong with me. It wasn't a way out or an excuse to anything, but I'm confronting that. When we moved to Clearwater House, I thought it was our chance to restart. I loved you so much, but I'd already done too many things wrong. You already hated every single part of me.
So if this is her, she's flat out saying, yeah, I did lie about having cancer. And honestly, her reasoning doesn't make a whole lot of sense. Like, I guess she says she thought something was wrong with her. I don't know if she means mentally or physically.
That's what I was wondering. I was like, does that mean she think she had cancer but then like just didn't have a diagnosis or
I don't buy that because she was very specific about her diagnosis.
Well, yeah, no, that's clearly she was feeding a bunch of stats that she had to have gotten somewhere. But just like we said that the texts from him could have been fake.
Correct. That's true. Any of these messages could be fake.
But it is weird that she wouldn't have acknowledged any of it.
I think that would have been the easiest thing. It would have been like, hey, everything he's showing is fake. I would never lie about cancer. And she didn't do that.
She didn't say the cancer. She did say that he just was showing like written things, which is what this is. Like if someone said that I lied about cancer and I did have cancer, oh my God.
Right. Yeah. It would be so upsetting and it would be the easiest thing to prove wrong. Yeah. So it's notable that she doesn't want to touch this. But anyway, so that's the majority of this. We could honestly go on forever and ever and ever because he has a rabbit hole of shit that you can go through on his TikTok that is just him, again, wanting everyone to hate her. She has also done, like we saw, she's done her own post on him. They obviously don't like each other, but his vibes are just like, I can't ignore them. His vibes are his vibes. And I don't think that he's being truthful, but obviously neither is Elizabeth. Neither one of them are being truthful.
For me, the biggest weird thing is this fucking website, you guys. It is literally, it looks like a senior like capstone project for college where it's like.
Definitely took him a lot of time to do.
It's and it gets updated apparently. And it is written very much from a one-sided, like it's from his perspective. It does not offer anything that could possibly be from her perspective. It doesn't offer full evidence. It offers very convenient pieces that support his story, which again, could be true. But it seems strange that he wouldn't include full documents and stuff that would prove his story if there wasn't some things that he was very conveniently leaving out.
If you click on these links that he's providing, they're taking you to places where theoretically, if you had the right information, you could maybe get something, but maybe you also couldn't. So he's giving the illusion that he has more receipts than he does. Like, yeah, he has receipts.
A lot of hyperlinks to things that then require further digging in. And like, as I said, I'll show some screenshots here that a lot of them, it's like the cases are there, but when you click on it, you can't see the documents unless you like request them and it's like a whole process. Right. So the landing page has her mugshot, which is nice. Just sets the tone early. It's like, she's a criminal. Everything she does is wrong. So then it has a little overview, and I don't know where she claims to be a multimillionaire. He keeps saying that on the website. The authors of this site decided to focus on court and public record searches, but they don't actually include all of them is key. But so that's the main page. And then you go like into it, and the options you have to look at are evidence of fraud ? Where it has different like sections where it's images, but again, they are cropped images of legal documents, but you don't know what legal documents
heavily
they
highlighted, are. Heavily underlined. They want you to look at exactly what they want you to look at,
like,
and nothing else.
There's no proof that they are for sure what he's saying there. Yeah. And on every page it says, but as always, remember # my ex did it and # don't believe my court records. Stay safe. So it's very like backhanded, like snarky. It's the whole thing is so weird. Then there's investigative timeline, and it has from 2015 to 2023, where it's like outlining everything. Then there's income, where it has more pictures that are like, where did this come from? What is this? Court records, where it's eviction filings, which he has a lot of eviction filings as well. He leaves those out. Anything bad that is in his court records obviously does not get mentioned here.
Oh, he brings up her evictions all the time. He left so many comments on the like original TikToks he made in 2022 that's like, she's the best at getting evictions and like using people to get out of them and shit like that.
He is literally like, he is on a bunch of them.
I'm sure he'd say that's her fault.
Oh, for sure. But that's, I'm like, they're very just biased, one-sided arguments that it's like, it supports his argument and people look at it and it's confirmation bias, like, oh yeah, she's crazy. But also, again, everything he posts doesn't have to do with him. So it's much more like the goal of this website is to discredit her and make no one believe her. And they just, it's to make her look like a horrible person. The domestic violence things, of course, he doesn't actually link to any of them. I think he kind of is framing this like he didn't make the website, like someone else did. Because it says, like, Elizabeth Teckenbrock appears to have filed 5 domestic violence cases. Appears, you're named in them, so I'm pretty sure you would know. Oh my God. As you evaluate this information for yourself, please do not forget that our country has one of the strongest judicial systems in the world. That alone is like, you're full of shit.
Red flag. Don't talk to me about how strong our judicial system is, sir.
Our judges have to balance the sensitivity of the charges against the potential abuse of the system with fake photos, texts, and the desire to defame and or threaten opponents. Judges have seen it all. With trust in our judges, the authors, sir, we know it's you, believe in what our judicial system decides. A guilty verdict means guilty, and not guilty means not guilty. But it's key to point out that they were dismissed. They're not guilty. Like, this wasn't a trial. No one decided he wasn't guilty. They just said they didn't have enough evidence to pursue it. So that's misleading as well. And it doesn't link to anything. But it also doesn't mention that she's not the only woman in his life that has filed something against him. And it seemed completely unrelated. So, of course, no mention of that. Then it brings up her psychiatric exam, which doesn't actually have anything. It just links to, like, guidelines and, like, custody stuff, where it's, like, it's not specific to their case. It's just,
sorry,
like,
that's so general. Fucking inappropriate. Again, this is the mother of your child. Why are you doing a breakdown on her psychiatric evaluations or her psychiatric state at all online? What the fuck is wrong with you? Like, I think this is so wrong. First of all, I do want to say, if he ever says that he didn't make this website, I do not believe him. So that's just my opinion.
Who the fuck else would have made it?
Nobody cares this much about pretty much anything. People get paid to spend the amount of time that he probably spent making this website. I just don't see how anybody would give a shit. He hasn't, from what I've seen, actively said that he has nothing to do with this website. So I'm not saying he's denying it. I'm just saying if he does, I don't believe him.
Hello, everyone. I just want to come on here real quick and clear up a few things that has been obviously a very recurring theme on the page. Number one, I'm not a Scientologist. Don't even know how that came about, other than the website. But I didn't create the website either. So both of those things, Scientology, never been one. The website, I did not create. So those two things, nothing to do with me.
But besides the point, why on fucking earth would you go through all this trouble to not only post your weird TikToks that are way too invested? I mean, I know you're invested, right? You're going through it allegedly. Like, I get it. But to make the TikTok and to name it after your ex-wife and then to allegedly make this website and then ask this lady to go to Disney Springs with you is so insane to me. I cannot fathom what he is thinking. And it makes total sense that she's like, bye, I don't want anything to do with you. I don't want to go to fucking Disney Springs with you. Stop asking. Like,
well, and that's, and then she's like, you'd be like, why are you still talking to him? Well, one, because he is the one allowing access to the kids, apparently, because he convinced her to sign them away. But then also, she's probably terrified of him. If this is true, dude, like, I would be, this is psychotic behavior. Also, the little fine print at the bottom says, this website is not endorsed, owned, or affiliated with Elizabeth Teckenbrock. Just a few of her fans researching their favorite public figure and celebrity. Did she have a following?
No, but I think she communicated that to him. He saw what she was getting as success and as followers. So it makes sense, even this verbiage, that he would be like, oh, her fans, and she's like a social media famous.
He's being kind of like sarcastic.
Yeah, I think so, but I could be wrong. It's absolutely absurd, and especially when you're simultaneously worrying about if she's fucking other guys, if she's in the presence of other guys, if her location's turned on and you can track where she's going. This is so weird. And again, the thing that gets me is the cancer shit, because fuck you for that, Elizabeth. But if we're just looking at the domestic violence and then their situation together, to me, it reeks of bullshit on his side completely.
It's overwhelmingly, like he is being so specific and like calculated in what he is sharing and how he is sharing it. And I don't buy anything he's saying. I agree with you that, like, the cancer thing, I also wonder when that played in time with, she mentions the psychosis. I don't, obviously that is not an excuse either. It is weird that she didn't mention it. And that's the only hang up for me. Otherwise,
probably because she can't defend herself on it at all. And it doesn't make it right that she didn't mention it.
Yeah.
There's nothing that she could say, trauma or not, that would excuse doing that. So I think that's why she avoided it altogether and just addressed the things she could. But she probably got called out a lot for it in the comments, if I'm guessing, and that's probably why she's private right now.
But then also, and then even like on the other side, why is he suddenly like, she faked cancer? Wouldn't you have brought that up then? Or did she lie to him too? Like, you didn't go to any of the cancer appointments?
Well, that's the thing that makes a lot of this complicated, because he is claiming that a lot of the things that she's a fraud for
were done while
she was married to him. Yeah. And it's like, I get it. Spouses can absolutely hide things from their spouses. But it's an interesting circumstance. I have to ask some questions.
And that he seemed to be, like, definitely the primary breadwinner. And, like, he's an optometrist. He has his own practice. Like, I'm sure he was making a lot of money.
If my husband even casually mentioned online that he had cancer, I would know everything about it. Like, I don't know how much ignorance you could claim in this situation.
Well, and given how controlling he is, he wasn't tracking her locations then.
Right? Like, he didn't go to a doctor's appointment, but now all of a sudden he's checking her location when they're divorced. It just, I don't know. But I really like, I don't like this. Obviously, this is horrible in a million ways, but I like examples like this situation because it really shows the internet and how capable it is of presenting one thing and having it look like a finite thing. And everyone looks at it and it's like, wow, this is what I think about that thing. And then look at all the shit hiding underneath it. It's like, what? You really don't know what the fuck you're looking at on the internet.
That's the thing. And it comes down at the end of the day, even if she didn't have custody of her kids and stuff, like, is it a weird, shitty thing to do to, like, be farming for sympathy? Because something's going, like, yeah, but is she hurting anyone with that in particular? No.
The cancer,
like,
thing?
The cupcake thing. The thing that started all this.
Oh, yeah. Like, it probably wasn't the move, but
I don't think, whatever. Like, if someone scrolled past that, I don't think you need to, like, do a deep dive and analyze whether or not she had, like, that's not a big deal. If you want to express sympathy towards someone, it's fine. But I think then when the other allegations come. And you mentioned
the poking the bear thing.
Yeah.
And I do understand it, like I said. But what I'm getting from this whole situation, what I'm gathering, is that he could not stand to see her get any praise, any sympathy, any love. I'm reading into the situation, but I'm getting that if it's not from him to her, she doesn't deserve any sympathy or love.
He's the gatekeeper for like happiness for her.
Absolutely. Which matches up with the location thing. It matches up with the way he treats her and wants her back and pushes her away and tells you to shut. Yeah, it's a lot. And so I feel for her and what she's been through.
Scientology.
Oh, girl. One thing I do want to say that we didn't really look into, and obviously we don't know, she didn't address this part either. I mean, she kind of touched on it, but then just like skirted past it, is all the child support that she owes. What I'm assuming is happening, and from her explanation, she's like, I'm with them every day, essentially. She said, I put them to bed every night. I don't know what that means. She goes to his house to put them to bed. I don't know the logistics there. But if that is true and she's really heavily involved, that does come with expenses. I'm wondering if, because the way she explained it is she had nothing when she left him, maybe she just doesn't have it and it's just added up and become this insane thing that she cannot tackle. I don't know. But then again, it all gets super weird when he's offering to pay or take her to hotels in Disney Springs. It's like, well, doesn't she owe you $21,000?
That is one of the weirdest. I mean, there's a lot of weird things to this, and the website is the weirdest probably. But yeah, why the fuck are you making a website about her to like bring her down and have this TikTok to bring her down? But then you're like, oh, Disney.
I mean, I'm very interested to see what you guys have to say in the comments. I feel like this is going to be a divided thing. I feel like people are going to feel strongly however they feel. I personally, you know, I'm obviously leaning more towards her side, but can't go there because of the cancer thing. It's just like, oh, girly, I think I'll stay in the middle.
The vibes I get from her are genuine, which people are good at lying. I mean, we're usually right about the vibes, but maybe wrong. I think they both maybe have done questionable things, but he is exhibiting very concerning behavior regardless of what
Absolutely.
She did.
Yeah, he gives me the ick. I'm sorry. He just does. I felt it from the moment, not even in the first response, it was when I went to his TikTok page. His TikTok page where he posts shit. I was like,
that, yeah, what? That's not even her making him look bad. That's him being like, look at, I'm crazy and obsessed
exactly.
with
my ex. Yeah, it was a bit much. Even if you wanted justice or whatever you want, there's ways to go about it. And I found it really weird and the vibes were were off. So anyway, that's where I stand. We did have another topic, guys, but we can't do it. It was just, we went too long.
We've gone for like 2 hours.
But honestly, this was better than that topic anyway. So I hope you guys enjoyed this double deep dive, whatever the fuck this is.
Yeah, guys, we've never been on the same page about a deep dive. This is a first time.
Yeah, we just both kind of got lost in it. It just kept like unraveling. But anyway, I'm very excited to see what people think. That was so bizarre.
Hi, girlies. There's been some updates, I guess. I mean, I'm positive there's been some updates, but I don't even know how to organize them. Both Elizabeth and Andrew, or should I say reinventing Elizabeth, they both have posted since we filmed. And then they also both have deleted posts since we filmed. The posts Elizabeth deleted were the more recent ones that she had posted after we filmed, and some of the more incriminating ones that did not paint her ex-husband in a great light. Here's a few of them. There's this one that's a voicemail of him basically telling her young daughter that she wants nothing to do with her and that she blocked her. And then he recorded it as a voicemail so he could send it to her so she would have to listen. He seems lovely.
I'm going to play a little bit of a voicemail that was left to me by Andrew and the things that he was saying to one of my daughters. It was at 11:30 at night, so I was sleeping and I did not answer. So he left a message, and this is what it is. Imagine as a mother, that was the hardest thing. These are things, little things that he's continued to do the whole entire time. He has tried to manipulate my children, even me, everyone around me. This is what we're dealing with and working with. I have tried to reason with him off the app and say, stop doing this. I don't want to have to be on here defending myself or going after you in any way. I don't want to do that. I'm begging you to stop. I've asked everyone to stop sending him hate. I've tried my absolute best to end this with him, and it's not happening. At this point, I'm getting a lawyer. I'm going to not make another post after this. Even if he continues to harass me on the internet, I'm not going to say anything else. I'm getting a lawyer about him doing this, and I'm also going to get a lawyer, and I'm coming back for my girls. I'm not scared of him anymore, and I'm not going to keep allowing this to happen.
Yeah. And then there's this phone call that she has with him where he seems to be under the impression that because all of the court documents and stuff are public record, that he's not doing anything wrong. Like, this is totally normal for him to have an obsessive TikTok account that he has been updating since 2022.
What are you talking about? How? Public record is what I'm sharing.
So, because I don't have public record of what you've done, I can't share it? Who you are? What you've done?
Liz, you are a known manipulator. I've seen you falsify.
Andrew, answer my question. Andrew, you're not answering my question.
Right, exactly, because you manipulate things.
I'm not manipulating this. I'm asking you. I'm asking you, Andrew, right now. I'm asking you. Why is it that you can say, oh, I can pick public information, or I can put public documents, because that's what's real, but you can't talk about what's happening behind the scenes?
Because that's hearsay, Liz. I know you weren't present.
It's hearsay? Between you and I, it's hearsay? What you've done?
Yes. You don't understand, but like, you can manipulate and have manipulated. I mean, you even forget when you have that fake number.
And back to those deleted videos I mentioned, he hasn't been deleting his recent videos. He's been deleting his older ones. I can't imagine why, but let's take a look at his updates first, and then maybe we can kind of fill in the blanks. I know I have some theories. First, as I already showed you, he says he is not a Scientologist. And while there isn't really a way to prove otherwise, because trust me, I looked, at this moment it is unconfirmed. But fun fact, did you know that Clearwater, Florida, you know, where he lives, did you know that it is considered the international spiritual headquarters for Scientology? Isn't that interesting? I found it interesting. I also thought it was interesting that in this article by the Tampa Bay Times, it says that Scientology's survival depends on the preservation of its headquarters in Clearwater, because apparently Clearwater is also the center of Scientology's revenue stream. Anyway, just something I thought was interesting. But the reason people were saying he was a Scientologist is because Elizabeth said he was. But then also, the other main reason is the fact that the website that we went over, that he definitely didn't write, totally has nothing to do with. The website links to the Scientology handbook, but it obviously must have just been created by someone else that had a weird, deep-rooted obsession with exposing his ex-wife. Why would anyone think it was you? Oh, actually, though, it could be because that TikTok that you have, which also seems to be fueled by an unhinged obsession in exposing your ex-wife. It could be that. Speaking of that page, Reinventing Elizabeth, the bio states that the page is, quote, strictly to warn others. Oh, and if you're curious how he came up with the name for this social justice project, here he is explaining it.
Last thing is the name, Inventing Elizabeth. It is about a show on Netflix, Inventing Anna. If you haven't seen that show, I highly recommend going to watch it before watching more of my videos or commenting on my stuff. That show is about a woman who was a con artist and a scammer. So my name is a reference to that show. Again, I'm out of town, so I don't have, I'm not going to post much more until I get back. And then I'll be showing a lot more evidence, things like that, because I'm not going to post hearsay things or, oh, show you text messages. Yeah, I could show you a bunch of text messages over the years and things like that. But at this point where this is at with this level of the story, if you will, it just needs to be straight facts from here on out. And that's all you will be getting. So stay tuned. Peace.
So he explains it as it being like a playoff Inventing Anna, which is the Netflix show that was about Anna Delvey, where she's a scammer and a con artist. And apparently he thought that was like super clever. A couple things. First of all, Andrew, I'm unsure how you think that explanation makes you look like any less of, you know, an obsessive weirdo that's dedicating way too much time to taking down his ex-wife. Also, though, where do you bring up Anna Delvey? Because, like, where have I seen that before? Oh, yeah, it was on the website that you had nothing to do with, remember? The one that you weirdly also shared multiple times on your profile to, you know, help warn others. The website also conveniently includes a random ass page dedicated to Anna Delvey. Interesting. But one thing that is not lost on me is that he says that it's based on Inventing Anna, but why is the page reinventing Elizabeth? I don't know if there's a deeper meaning there, but could it maybe be because you're reinventing the narrative behind Elizabeth? But back to the purpose of his TikTok, which apparently is to strictly warn others. That's interesting because the way he talks about it in this next clip, you would think that it was just his everyday TikTok where he just posts stuff from his life, you know, when he has time, because he's really busy.
I've had my daughters, you know, full time for the last several years. So as you go through my page, a lot of it is, you know, pictures or posts or things like that. It's very little me talking into a camera because when you have two kids, one kid full time, you don't have a lot of time. So it's hard, even hard for me to get away and, you know, make the post that I have the last, you know, couple days, you know, doing stuff like this. I do think it's more effective, so I'm going to start doing it this way. But in the past, it's not as been as time effective for me to be able to do this because again, I do have them full time. So
busy with your kids. They do take up a lot of time. But you know what also takes up a lot of time, Andrew? Making a TikTok dedicated to taking down your ex-wife. Just an idea. Not everyone might know how much time you spent on doing that because you did delete quite a few of the TikToks, including a good 15 of his weird conspiracy videos that seem to be suggesting that someone maybe had something to do with the death of his landlord. I don't know. Honestly, I'm not even going to get into it because none of it makes any sense. And it was the most like tinfoil hat thing I've ever seen. I kind of wanted to go over them, but we don't really have time because Andrew has now decided to delete all of his TikToks, all of his warnings against Elizabeth. Only one TikTok remains, and it's just a text post that reads as follows. It's clear that others do not want to listen to the truth or use facts and logic to form their opinions. My ex-wife has irreparably damaged many people's lives, including mine, well before going viral. I have tried to use the justice system in the past to put a stop to her destructive behavior, but as many people in domestic fraud situations have probably experienced, you will be laughed out the room. This led me to social media, which I attempted to use as a tool to hopefully prevent the next person from getting deceived and ultimately defrauded by my ex-wife. Taking into account the inflammatory and defaming nature of her latest untruths told about me, for the safety of myself and our children, I will not be engaging with my ex-wife online any longer. One day I will tell my story, but today is not that day. I ask that you please respect my privacy and remember that as the sole financial provider and safekeeper of my ex-wife's children, any actions taken against me will directly impact their well-being. His ex-wife's children, that's an interesting way to put it, because he very much before was focused more on the fact that she has zero custody and she's basically not even a mom. But according to Andrew, you know, our martyr for justice, he was just attempting to protect the public before from his ex-wife, so she couldn't prey upon any unsuspecting victims.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
He also seems to imply that the justice system has failed him. It's interesting that he would criticize the justice system when all of his posts seem to reference all of the court documents in which the justice system is, you know, ruling in his favor. Anyway, I won't say too much more about this, but I did see a comment that I thought was interesting that I wanted to share. Someone said, Darvo, anyone? And if you don't know what Darvo is, it's an acronym used to describe a form of manipulation that an abuser may use to discredit a survivor's experience. And it stands for Deny, Attack, and Reverse Victim and Offender. Abusers use this tactic to deflect responsibility onto an individual that they have abused. So really quick, just for fun, I thought we would go through the three behaviors associated with Darvo. First, we have deny, which is when the perpetrator of abuse may deny that they've done anything wrong. They may minimize the feelings of the person they have abused. For example, they may say that the person is overly sensitive, blowing things out of proportion, or being ridiculous.
I just want to clear up the domestic violence injunctions. They're just temporary injunctions. None of them actually were credible. None of them were ever imposed because there was no evidence to be found in any of the cases of any domestic violence. So I just want to make that clear. Again, I'll talk further about those individually and their own posts, but I did want to briefly clear that up so there's no confusion on that.
Then we have attack. When a perpetrator is accused of wrongdoing, they may attack the credibility and character of the survivor of their abuse. They may bring up incidents from a person's past to discredit their accusations.
She was then arrested for check fraud, and during that hearing, it turned out that it was found that she stole almost $1 million from another guy.
Examples include saying that the person is a liar.
And also she faked cancer in the past. These are scans that she would send and post on her page.
Has mental health issues. Misuses drugs or alcohol.
She goes out all the time. And she doesn't even have a job even.
And has a history of making false accusations.
You are a known manipulator. I've seen you falsify
documents. Andrew, answer my question. Andrew, you're not answering my question.
Right, exactly, because you manipulate things.
You know, given the context, I find those very interesting. And the last behavior is to reverse victim and offender, which is where they claim that they're the ones that experience the abuse rather than the actual survivor. And this obviously makes it very difficult for people to determine who is telling the truth. Some examples would be the perpetrator saying that the survivor of their abuse is out to get them, trying to make them look bad or ruin their life, trying to get custody of their children, trying to get money from them, is jealous of them, or is angry that they rejected them. Anyway, I just thought that was interesting information that you may find relevant. But anyway, I could go on for 5 hours, and I fear if I talk any longer, there will be another update, and I'll have to do that too. So I'm sorry this episode was late. There's just been a lot of developments. Anyway, in conclusion, I'd be lying if I said I wasn't far more concerned with Andrew's unhinged, obsessive need to take down his ex-wife and expose her while using his children to do so. He gives me very bad vibes, and you can't convince me otherwise. Okay, well, I think that's where I'm gonna end it. Back to us for our We Love the Internet.
Do you have a We Love the Internet? I'm not sure if I do.
Yes, I do. So my We Love the Internet is a little follow-up to our last episode, which was Marjorie Taylor Greene being called bad built. Bleach blonde. What was it? It was one of those things. Anyway, it was in our last episode. People are not letting her live it down, and it's very interesting.
Good. Taste your own medicine. Also, I may have spelled her last name wrong. Green, it apparently has an E on the end, and I realized that, and I actually made a second thumbnail, but then I forgot to change it. So okay. Right now, it's spelled wrong, and she deserves it. So
bleach blonde, bad deal. How you doing today? How you be? You didn't like that, huh?
The balls you need to do that is insane.
But actually, Marjorie Taylor Greene doesn't seem like someone that, especially when she's alone in an airport, like, she's not gonna
give the same. I don't mean because she's gonna fight her, just in general, just to say that to a person, it's so hardcore. Oh, for sure,
but I love it because it's like, pretty quiet now, aren't you, Marjorie?
Yeah, very slay.
That reminds me of like when people used to see like Ted Cruz out and
oh my god, I know.
Okay, well, just I don't even think there's audio to it, but it was the cutest, one of the cutest things I've ever seen, and I feel like you all deserve to see it.
Oh, that's so cute. Oh my god, is the whole Instagram this little doggy wearing clothes? Yeah. Oh my god, Hershey would never. I love when dogs let you wear, like, let you put clothes on them.
Oh my god, do you remember when Max was little? I didn't realize he was gonna get as big as he did, so I had like probably $1,000 worth of clothes that
don't fit.
Yeah. But he was so good about wearing them, and then also he likes wearing them, I think, but then even like no dog usually likes hats. He would humor me, and there's some where it's just like,
oh my gosh. Yeah.
Look at fucking, look at that.
Oh my god, that's so cute. Okay, but he's low-key like, pissed.
Bitch, take it off. Yeah. I put little booties on him one time when it was raining. Oh, and if I can find the video, I'll put that in as a bonus. We love the internet. Because, you know, when they walk and they like...
Yeah, they completely cannot use their legs right.
Yeah, we stopped uploading in 2020.
So. Oh my god.
Anyway, that's it though.
Well... Guys, you know, I hope you're here for whatever this episode was. And, you know, it's always interesting to see what's lurking there in the shadows of the internet. So hope you had fun joining us. Here's to hoping we don't get targeted next by the Scientologists, allegedly. Anyway, if you guys made it to the end, we very much so appreciate it. And yeah, as always, hope you guys had a wonderful weekend. And we will see you on Friday. Bye.
Oh, no, weekend. You're right. Never mind. Cheers. Bye.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.